Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Trumas, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. A Zar, a non-Kayin, who Oichel Truma, that eats Truma, mazed it on purpose. He knew it's Truma. He knew you're not allowed to eat it, and he ate it anyway. Zakta Mishnah Mishalim, he pays to the Kayin as Hakeren, the principal amount, the amount that he ate. But Ve'ena Mishalim as a Chaymish. He doesn't add this additional Chaymish, the additional fifth. Chaymish is only for a Shoigeg. Furthermore, Hatashlumen, what he pays when he ate it b'mezid is chulin. Unlike shoigeg, when you eat truma b'shoigeg, when you pay back the kain, it automatically becomes truma. You have to pay chulin, that automatically becomes truma. Here, it doesn't. If you pay chulin, it stays chulin. And furthermore, imratza kain limchayil, if the kain wants to be meichel on paying the care, and the kain says, forget it, you don't have to pay me, meichel, he could be meichel. Let's try to understand the basic difference between Shoigeg and Mezid when it comes to Truma. Someone eats Truma b'Mezid. He's lucky if he was warned beforehand. Lucky if he was warned beforehand, yeah, because if he had a Sra, he gets Malkus. If he gets Malkus, he doesn't have to pay. If he gets Malkus, at least he doesn't have the Chiv Misa B'de Shemayim. If he wasn't warned, therefore he does not get Malkus, he's Chiv Misa B'de Shemayim, and he has to pay. See, sometimes when you get Malkus, when things don't go your way, that's a good thing. The Eibishter gives you a kapara. But he doesn't pay a chaymish. Chaymish is only for someone who eats truma b'shoigeg. So maybe you're wondering, I don't get it. Mezid is worse than shoigeg. So why is a shoigeg getting punished more? How come a shoigeg pays chaymish and a mezid does not? Zak the Rambam, you can see it here in the Taisus Yamtiv, it doesn't work that way. The chaymish is a kapara for him. He shouldn't be punished. For the mezid, the chaymish won't work. The chaymish is a medicine. It'll only work for a shaygig, not for mezid. Sometimes we wonder, why? Why are things happening to me? It's because Hashem loves you. That's why. Hashem says, this is a kapara for you. So what you pay when you eat truma b'mezid, so if you give chulin, it stays chulin. But if you ate truma b'shaygig, then what you give the kain turns into hegdish? The answer is yes. The pasuk says, "V'nasan l'kain es hakeidish." But that's only by shaygeg. Okay, and why can the kain be meichel? And the answer is, when he eats truma b'shaygeg, so the Torah is saying you can replace the truma here. We can undo the damage. It's not just paying up for the monetary damage. Truma was taken from the world. You're replacing that truma. Here, you're not replacing any truma. It's just that you stole something from the kain, you have to give it back. That's why here, if the kain wants to be meichel, he could be meichel. So, to chazer over, our Mishnah really gives us three differences between mezid and shoigeg. What are they? One, mezid pays just the keren, not the chaymish. Shoigeg pays keren and chaymish. Two, by the mezid, what he pays is chulin, doesn't turn into truma. By a shoigeg, what you pay back turns into truma. Three, by Mezid, the kain could be Meichel. By Mezid, he cannot. The Mefarshim say there's another two differences. Four, a Zar who eats Truma b'shoigeg has to pay even if he just separated the Truma and he didn't give it to the kain yet. If I just separated Truma and then I ate a b'shoigeg, I have to pay the kain, a kain. On the other hand, b'mezid, if you just separated the truma, but you didn't give it to the kayin yet, and then you ate it b'mezid, you don't pay the kayin. And finally, one more difference, which would be the fifth difference. A zar who eats truma b'shoigeg can't just pay with anything. He has to pay peiros chulin misikonim. Peiros chulin that he separated truma simaisus from. A zar that ate truma b'mezid is like a regular mazik or a gazlin. He doesn't have to pay back peiros. He can pay money, he can pay metaltalin, he can pay whatever he wants. He can even pay with payrus that are truma. Let's say truma that he may have yarshin from his mother's father. Could be his mother's father's a kayin. Someone eats b'shoigeg, according to many rishonim, he can't pay back with different truma. You have to dafka pay something that will become truma. So again, quickly, what are the five differences between eating truma b'mezid and eating truma b'shoigeg? Mezid pays just keren, no chaymish. Mezid, the tashlumen, what he pays back stays chulin, does not become truma. by Mezid the Kohen could be Meichel. By Mezid, if you just separated the Truma but you didn't give it to the Kohen, you don't have to pay. And the Mezid can pay with whatever he wants, money, metaltalim, whereas the Shaygeg can only pay with Peiris Chulin Mesukanim, Chulin Peiris, that he took off Trumas Yemaisris. Another possible difference, as we explained, is that a Mezid can even pay with different Truma that happens to be his. Whereas a Shaygeg, according to at least many Rishonim, cannot pay with other Truma, as the Dafka be Chulin Mesukanim.